Gibinish mass.
Ashulamo.
Svi Meir. Ben Yosef. Ben Yosef. I don't know how common it is in Lander College or everywhere else. I'd say most communities other than the Sephardic community and the Hasidic community to say Parshas HaKeidah before davening. It's Parshas Vayera now. It's the Sugi of the HaKeidah. I mean, Kimat, the entire existence of Klal Yisrael every single year depends upon the HaKeidah. Rosh Hashanah, there's a judgment. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael during the year? Bechlalius, Bepratius, the whole world. And it's the Shofar to the rescue every single year. It's a zecher for Akidas Yitzchak, which took place on Rosh Hashanah. Inami, it took place on Yom Kippurim. But Benkach Benkach, the chiyus that we have, that we continue to survive each and every year, is only in the Zechus of the Akedah. Not just the chiyus of Klal Yisrael every single year, but many events in history are due to the Akedah. For example, Kriyas Yam Suf was b'schus the Akedah. This is a sugi of itself. Like a part of the Cheda Ego was b'schus the Akedah. So many things, Chahina v'chahina, throughout history, that is in the schus. And it's in the schus of the Akedah that we continue on. So I'm saying that every single year that we read the Akedah, Parshas Vayera, it brings the Ha'ara of Rosh Hashanah. So the tzaddikim were very happy when Parshas Vayera comes around. It's ma'ari the schos of Akedah Yitzchak v'Klal Yisrael by the Kriyas HaTorah. And so therefore we begin, every single davening begins with the Akedah. That the Akedah has a way of bringing out the Rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that nothing else can do. So we don't even begin to daven without being ma'ari the schos of Akedah Yitzchak. But there's something more just to being ma'ar of the Akidas Yitzchak. In that Akidas Yitzchak, afterwards we say a tefillah, we say Ribono Shel Olam, in the same way that Avram was koivish his rachmanusai, as he was koivish his rachamim for his son, so too you should be koivish kasecha. You should be koivish your kas. One of the reasons why we say this tefillah is because there's a secret by tefillah, which is that the conventional way that we see tefillah is that a Jew comes and he stands before Hashem and he makes his requests. But that's not really what tefillah is about, because even a guy can do that. Even a guy can stand, he can go to the Kirs of Maravi, let's say, and he can, you know, he can daven to Hashem. Ki beisi beis tefillah yikarei l'cholo amin. The beis tefillah, the beis hamikdash, is a place that anybody can come and daven. So it can't just be that tefillah is just about making one's requests. Tefillah, as we go deeper into the sugi of tefillah, which we don't have time to do now, you uncover within the sugi of tefillah a world of pnimius that kimat, it comes out from such a sugya that tefillah was often given to Klal Yisrael and it wasn't given to the Masailah. And this is on many levels, but one of the levels is, which we're not going to discuss right now though, is that when a Jew davens, he's standing lifnei akel. The ability to stand lifnei akel when he's davening is only something which a Jew can do and a guy can't do. Aside from that, there's a deeper secret in tefillah, and that is that when a Jew davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really davening from his mouth. That the Jew doesn't daven. That a Jew has a way of davening, this is a very true al-pi chassidus, especially, that a person comes to a state of bittul lifnei Hashem, that it's not that he's davening, it's that Hashem is davening. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks from his mouth. And this is really the side of the shofar. The side of the shofar is, Vashem Elokim Vashofar Yitaka, the pasuk says. That Hashem really is the one who blows the shofar. And the shofar is the shorish of all tefillos. So we begin the year on Rosh Hashanah with the shofar. And that shofar, as we say about the shofar Matan Torah, it's a kol gadol v'lo yasaf, that kol never stops. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who's taikeya the shofar Rosh Hashanah, and that kol never ends. What that means is that if a Jew throughout the entire year has the ability to access, to be makasher and mechaber, his tefillah with the kol shofar, which is the voice of Hashem, and that if he's zeicha, that the shofar fills his tefillah, and every tefillah which we daven is really just an extension of the shofar. What that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening and not us. And if you'll say, where do you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens? So you're mechaven to the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos asks the same question. Minayin shaKadosh Baruch Hu mispalo? From where do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispalo? And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, when he went in lefnei v'lefim on Yom HaKippurim, he saw the Malach HaKasriel Yoshev al Kisei Kotrai. He was sitting on the throne, and he heard that this revelation of Hashem, right, which represents Yom HaKippurim. You know, Yom HaKippurim is the day of Keser. That's why the revelation of Hashem on that day was Akasriya. It was the revelation of Hashem with that name because Keser is the day of Yom HaKippurim. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Svarim say Titaru is Gematria Keser. That it's the day that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We give him the Keser Melucha. Right, what's the words that we say in davening? Something Keser Melucha. How does it go? V'yidu Lecha. Right? Yeah. V'yidu Lecha Keser Melucha. Right? Rosh Hashanah, we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we give him the Keser. The Keser is on Yom HaKippur. So that revelation of Hashem, which is Keser, which revealed itself to Yishmael Kohen Gadol. So he heard that this revelation of Hashem, the Shechina, was davening. And what was the tefillah of the Shechina Kedosha? Yehi Ratzayin. Anybody know? Sheyichvosh Rachami Skasi. It should be my will that my rachamim should be koivish, my kas for my children. This is the tefillah that Yishmael Kohen Gadol heard, that the Shechina was davening. So in a certain sense, in Pnimius, there's an aspect which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol davens. And what does it mean Hashem davens? Who is he davening to? There's many ways to explain this. In Pnimius, what it means is that there's a lower manifestation of the Shechina is davening to a higher manifestation of the Shechina. And in Pnimius HaTorah, this takes place every single time that you say Hashem, Hashem, kirachu mechana. The Zohar tells us, the Arizal explains, Rav Nachman has a very lengthy, beautiful piece about this, that Hashem, Hashem means that you say Hashem twice. What that means is that the lower manifestation of Hashem should be ma'ayre, the higher manifestation of Hashem. That kivyachol, the lower manifestation is mispalo, is being ma'ayre, the higher manifestation. It's not to mean that Hashem is davening to Klal Yisrael. It means that Hashem is davening, he's awakening. Davening means to awaken higher awakenings. That Hashem is awakening a higher manifestation, a deeper manifestation of rachamim towards his children. But the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah is that Hashem says Yehi Ratzon Sheyichvosh Racham Yiskasa. It's kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechazik himself. You know when a person is really feels like he's going to get angry, and he stops himself and he's mechazik himself and he says, I'm not going to get angry, and he awakens a ratzon within himself, which is like, I'm just not going to succumb right now. So kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom HaKippurim, where everything is, all the scorecard is very shvach, and there's many malachi chaval aligned up against us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to get angry at my children. And he's mechazik himself, he's ma'oyer, a higher ratzon, I'm not going to get angry at them. A higher rachamim, which has the koyach to be koyvish the kas. This is why, after we mention the akedah, the tefillah which we say in the seder is, Ribono Shel Olam, Kishem Shekavash Avraham Avinu Rachamav. It's Rachamav Lasas Vesenecha Kein Yichbushu Rachamecha Es Kaslam Malino. That we begin Tefillah by mentioning the Akedah, because the Akedah has the ability to be Ma'ir the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mespala. Is this not the very Tefillah that the Shechina is Mespala Yom HaKippurim? Yehi Ratzon Sheyichbush Rachamecha Es Kaslam. That's the tefillah which we say due to reading the Akedah. And what this being meramis to is that we want that it shouldn't just be us that we're mispalo. We want that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be mispalo for us. Through us, in our mouths. The Shekhinah is medaber mitoch gurna. This is the highest level of tefillah, so that when a person comes to Shmona Esrei, if you take a look at the works of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and others, as everyone mentioned, that if you take a look at the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer and Parshas Vayigash, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, he expounds upon this where he says, Bi Adoini. Vayigash is a lashon tefillah. Bi Adoini. That my master is in my mouth. That I'm not the one who's being mispalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mispalo. And that was the clincher when it came to Yehuda versus Yosef. Yosef is also a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esther Elokim Ani Yarei. He was doing the Ratzon Hashem here. But Yehuda was able to access a revelation of Hashem, that Hashem was being mispalo through his mouth to be koivish as Yosef. To undermine Yosef. That Yehuda understood a secret about tefillah which Yosef didn't know. And that's why from Yehuda comes David. And David is the one who says, Ani tefillah, I'm the man of tefillah. That David understood the secret of tefillah, that whenever David davened, it wasn't he was davening, it was that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was davening. So he begins every tefillah. He says, Lam Natseach, Lam Natseach. Right? This is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is davening. I'm not the one davening. Tehilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, that Hashem's tehilos, they speak from my mouth. When Yehuda was Ma'ir that, game was over. That he was able to manifest a higher level of tefillah than Yosef was able to access. And that's the type of a tefillah which we want to be Ma'ir every single davening. So when it comes to the point of Hashem's Vasai Tiftach, Ufi yagiti lasecha, Hashem, open up my mouth. Ufi yagiti lasecha, let my mouth speak your tehillos. You should be mispalo from my mouth. And then at that point, it's come out that I'm not mispalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over. So you begin the akedah with that to be ma'ayir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispalo, not us. Now the akedah goes from the Akedah to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? Take a look at the Siddur. Again, what's the Seder of Tila? Make the Birchas HaShachar. Right? We say the Akedah. And then we say, L'holam Yehei Adam Mirei Shemayim B'seisiv HaGolim B'edah La'emes Tam Emes V'vavad V'chud V'chulei Erev Erek Mimpayim Echoyoyim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now what's the association between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and the Akedah? It's well known, even Api Halacha, that when a Jew says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he has kavana to be Meiser Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad, Dalid, Api Kabbalah, the letter Dalit in Echad represents the Dalit Misos Beis Din. And we say Echad, Api Kabbalah, Echad divides into two words, Ach, Dalit. The reason why that is because a brother will give up his life for his brother. So therefore, hinted to in the word Echad, which the Arizal says that at that time a Jew has to be mechavin to be Moser Nefesh Arba Misos Beis Din. So the Dalit represents the Arba Misos Beis Din, but the word Ach represents the Achios that a brother has with a brother, which is why Echad means that two brothers who become one, that's called Echad. So a brother will give his life up for his brother. So Echad represents this notion. Or mechavin Misibus Nefesh, to die al Kiddush Hashem. The paradigm of Al Mesiris Nefesh is al Kiddush Yitzhak. That Avraham was willing to give up Yitzhak's life, which is in essence his own life, everything he had worked for. And Yitzhak was willing to give up his life for Kutcher Bichu. So therefore, every time we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we're mechavin to be Mesir Nefesh, that Kayach to be Ma'ir Mesiris Nefesh, and the root of all Mesiris Nefesh comes from al Kiddush Yitzhak. So therefore, Hakidah Sitzak is a hakdama for Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's ma'ayir b'kayach, the ability for us to be ma'ayir in Shema Yisrael, our ratzon, an ability to be ma'ayir nefesh v'kadosh baruch. Api Kabbalah, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're mechavim Mesiras Nefesh. There are actual things. The real word is called mochin. There are actual entities of kedusha which go up to Shemayim b'mesiras nefesh. There's a part of one's soul which goes up, and then as it goes up, in return, something comes down. In light of this, we can understand, as well be masber a little bit more detail, the relationship between Akedas Yitzchak and Shema Yisrael on this level of Mesiras Nefesh. So you have in front of you here, on page 1, you have a photocopies, 4 pages of photocopies from what's called the Siddur of the Rashash. Rashash was Rav Shalom Shirabi, one of the great Mekubalim, the many generations, 200 years ago, that he took the Kavanas of the Arizal and he codified it into a Siddur, which he called the Siddur Rashash. And the Siddur Rashash is more than just an explanation or a visual diagram of the Arizal's works. Is that the Arizal came to make many of the secrets of the Kabbalah lamaisa in the mitzvahs which we do on day to day and throughout the year. However, the Arizal, just as much as the Zohar Kodesh is cryptic, the Arizal is also very cryptic, and it was written bidafka that way. And the later generations, they came along to decode the works of the Arizal so that we can actually make sense of them and use them practically in our Seder Tefillah. So one of the great tzaddikim who came along and did that was Rav Shalom Shirabi, the Rashash. And he has a whole sefer called the Chovas Hanar and other works where he explains why he came to the conclusions which he came to in being Masadir, what's called this Siddur the Rashash. So just like you have in Gemara, you'll have Stiras and the Rishonim and V'chula V'chula, and you'll come to understand, to make sense, and you have the Rosh Yeshiva and the Achronim trying to make sense of the Rishonim. The same thing is true in the works of the Arizal. The Arizal is considered to be like a work in which you have to be Miyashev the Arizal, and the great tzaddikim throughout the generations have their own ways of being Miyashev, Stiras, and the Arizals to come to their own conclusions. And the Rashash has his way, and it's considered to be the most pnimi, dahainu, like the pnimi pnimius, the sod of understanding the Arizal. The Arizal said before he died that he would come again in later generations to explain himself. It's mekubal to the tzaddikim that he came again in later generations as the Rashash. The Rashash came back, was a reincarnation, so to speak, the Arizal, where the Arizal came once again to explain himself on the deepest levels as to what he meant. And even in the Rashash, there are many, many mefarshim as to even what the Rashash meant, because the Rashash himself is so cryptic. So what you have here in front of you, on page 1, is the word Yisrael. And at times you can have many pages just explaining one word. But what you have here is the word Yisrael. Okay? Now, the word Yisrael, if you look towards the middle of the page where you have that arrow and where it's circled, you see it says Aleph Lamed Yud. It says Mem Aleph Osios De Kamag Gematria Aleph Lamed Yud. Okay, just before we start to explain this page, you'll notice that where we just pointed to, which is this Aleph Lamed Yud, right? On top of that, you have many names of Hashem, which is Ekya and Yud Kei Vav Kei. Do you see all those? That whole circle, that gathering of the Ekyas and Havayas. You see that? There's like 10 of them there. Okay. We're not gonna get into that right now. What that's called is that it's called the Oros. Okay. It's called the light. In Kabbalah, basically, you have what's called. You'll have what's called Kalim, Levushim, Slamim, Mochin, and Oros. It's called Rosh Tevas Kol Tzame. Kol Tzame. So what happens is that the Or gives life to the Mochin give light to the Levushim give light to the Slamim, to the Levushim, to the Kalim. Okay? We're not going to get into what all that means right now. But what you see, this Ekyan Havaya, is that's considered to be the Or, the light. The light of what we're about to reveal, is about to be revealed. Underneath these Ekyas and Havayas, you see it says Aleph, Hey, then a Yudra Hey, then Aleph, it's spelled out Aleph, Hey, Yud, Kay, then Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Hey, Aleph, Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Aleph. You see that?
So up to the Ekya without any Nakudos, that's all the Or.
Exactly. Where you see Nakudos, that's called Or. Underneath that, where there's no Nakudos, that's called Mochin. It's called Mochin. And underneath those Mochin, you see it says Mem Aleph Osios, the Kama Gmache Aleph Lamed Yod. Okay, what the Rashash is telling you is that these Mochin, this Moach which you have here, is 41 letters. So if you count this Ekya, and then Ekya spelled out Aleph Hey Yud Kay, and then that Aleph Hey Yud Kay spelled out, which is Aleph Lamed Pei, that spells Aleph. Hey Aleph spells Hey. Yud Vav Dalet spells Yud, and then Hey Aleph spells Hey. You getting that, Chevra? You with me?
No.
No, Moshe? Okay. You see it says Aleph Hey Yud Kay in the middle of the page?
Yeah.
Without any Nakudos?
Yes.
Now under that, it's Aleph Hey Yud Kay spelled out.
Yes.
Aleph, Hey, then Yud, then Hey. Yeah, it's spelled out. Now under that, there's an even longer line, and that is again, but the letters are spelled out. It spells out Aleph Lamed Pei. You see that? Dot.
Yeah.
That spells Aleph.
Yes.
Then after that it says Hey Aleph. That spells Hey. You getting it?
Yes.
Then it says Yud Vav Dalet. Spells Yud. And then after that it says Hey Aleph. So that just spelled out Ekya.
Right.
So you just have what you just saw here in these three lines, that it took the word Ekya, broke it down to Aleph Hey Yud Aleph, and then it took each of those letters and broke it out to Aleph Hey Yud then a Hey. See that?
Yes.
That's very common. And the Rashash is telling you, Mem Aleph Osios. There are 41 letters here. We're not talking about the Gematria, we're talking about the letters. There's 41 letters. 41 is Gematria Aleph Lamed Yod. Aleph Lamed Yod. So this is the secret of the letters Aleph Lamed Yod of the word Yisrael. Because Yisrael breaks down into, can be broken down many ways. But in this case, it's going to be broken down into Aleph, Lamed, Yud. And then underneath that, go down again, where it's circled again. You see where it says Shin, Dalet, Yud?
Yeah.
Gematria, Shin, Resh on the bottom. With that circle. So it spells the word, what shame is that spelling, Chevra? Shin, Dalet, Yud. You see, it spells out the shame, Shakai. Shakai. But now, you see that there are bigger letters here? The big letters, the yud and the nun of shin, the lamed tuf of dalet, and the vav dalet of yud, yes? So he's telling you this is gematria shin resh. This is called the milui of shakai. Gematria shin resh, 500. From here, he takes out the shin resh of Yisrael. You with me?
What does that shin resh represent?
Well, maybe we'll talk about what it represents if we have time. But this is what's called the Mochin. These are lights which a Jew is bringing down when he says the word Yisrael. There's Shin Reish, and there's Aleph Lamed Yud. 41 letters are Lamed Yud, and then there's Shin Reish. Okay? This comes down. The sequence is that, and this is the way many things work. Every time you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, this process happens. What happens is like this: is that there are lights which are already existing in the world, which keeps the world alive. What you do whenever you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you draw in certain energy and certain lights from the life source of the world, the source of life of the world, which empowers you to make Mesiras Nefesh. And every time you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, and you say the words Melech HaOlam, a Jew is Mechaber Mesiras Nefesh. But when he says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, he draws down lights from the source of all creation, which gives him the strength to make Mesiras Nefesh when he says Melech HaOlam. What happens is that all of this life source, which he borrowed, so to speak, at that time, when he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, when he's Mechaber Mesiras Nefesh, he sends it up. He sends it up to the highest places in the universe, and then it has tikkun there, and then it comes down in a new form, in a better form, or with more than what he started with. And this is the process of what's called borrowing from Hashem kivyachol. That every single time a Jew does any mitzvah, and he says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he says to Hashem, let me borrow a little bit. Can I borrow some help? I can use some help now. And with that help that Hashem gives him, it gives him the strength to be Mesiras Nefesh. It's like an investment. And then he gets back more. And that belongs to him.
Baruch atah Hashem is sending it up.
Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu is the request to borrow. Melech Haolam sends it up with his own neshama. And then the rest of the bracha, Sherki Lishana B'mitzvah Savitz Ivan, or any bracha, it comes down. New things come down. Not only does the new things come down, but even that which he borrowed comes back down, and it also goes through a tikkun. So what goes up comes down. So if you take a look at sheets 3 and 4, you see it has underlined, it says, V'ata yechavin lahachzir hamochin. You see that? Oh, one second. No, I'm sorry. That's on sheet 4. Sheet 3. Gam yechavin lahalos hamochin shinichnusu b'tevas Yisrael. You see that?
Yes.
Okay? So take a look again here. We're sending up everything which we borrowed for. We're sending up these 41 letters, which you see with that arrow, right? And below that, you see where it says the Shin Dalad Yod? Right? Again, what's taking place here is that everything which we asked for in Shema Yisrael, which is this Aleph Lamed Yud in Shin Reish, we're sending it up. It's going up. Now we're not going to see, I didn't print out where it goes to. That's a couple other pages over here, where it goes up to. But now if you take a look at page 4, it says, V'ata yechavin lahachzir hamoichin. You see the underline there? We're asking that what went up should come back down. And you see again, there's your Ekya, the 41 letters of Ekya, right? And then beneath that you have the Shin Dalad Yud, right? The Shin Reish, right? V'ata yechavin lahachzir hamoichin?
It's on top.
It's on top, it's underlined. Is yours not underlined? Paper?
Okay. That's the second one. There's one.
There's one on top and there's one in the middle of the page. It says Yechavin Lahachzer Amochin, yeah?
Yeah. Where do you see
the top one?
Okay. Okay, but that's not the one we're interested in, the one on the top. We want the ones below that. It says Yechavin Lahachzer Amochin, yeah? And then below that again, Yechavin Lahachzer Amochin, yeah?
Yes.
We have our Shin Reish and our Aleph Yud Lamed, right? With me? So again, what we started with was like this. So far we've seen three pages. When we said Yisrael, we asked that Yisrael really is not just the word Yisrael. In Kabbalah it means two sets of what's called mochin, of energy, call whatever you want, of gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu were requesting from Hashem in order to complete the Mesiras Nefesh in Echad. Okay? One is called Aleph Yud Lamed, the other one is called Shin Reish. One is feminine, one is masculine. Okay? We send it up to the highest places. That's what we saw before. Yechav and Laha'alois, we're going to send them up to the highest places. And then again, on page 4, they're coming down. But I didn't make a 5 and a 6 where you see also the new things which come down. You don't have that in front of you. But there's new mochin which come down when that takes place. This is the way it always works. Whenever a Jew makes an investment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets back that which he invested and more.
What's the idea of being mechavim for this? I mean, what is the difference in the effect if you're being mechavim these things while you do it?
Why are we doing this now?
No, why is it saying to mechavim it? Does the kavana change it, I'm asking? It's saying to Mechavi these,
right?
When you say Shema, right?
Yeah.
Does it change it if you don't have the Kavanah?
Oh no! I mean, these things happen on its own also.
Right. So why would?
Why do we do it then? Why should we do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a totally different sugya. Basically, what happens is like this: the only reason why it happens by itself when you do it is because there are tzaddikim in the world who are doing it. If not for those who are doing it, then it wouldn't happen by itself. At least al pi pshat, it wouldn't happen by itself. Kabbalah pshat, it wouldn't happen by itself. But there's a ma'ila that when a person does it, he's mishtatif with the Kodesh Baruch Hu ma'isa bereishis. That's the simple answer.
With which words are they going up, and which words is it coming?
Oh, so when you say the word Yisrael, you awaken Hashem to give you that energy. What you see that they're going up and they're coming down, all that is taking place by the word Echad. By the word Echad. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem has their own kavanas. What's going on over there? When you send it up and it comes back down, that's at the point of mysterious nefesh, like we said before. Yisrael, the word Shema and the word Yisrael and Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, they give you kayach to have kavanah to be able to make mysterious nefesh by echad. And when you have kavanah to make mysterious nefesh by echad, then everything goes up. Because you send everything up with yourself. And then you bring that back more along with what you sent up. Okay? Now let's get a little bit into the pshat behind this. We're just focusing on the word Yisrael here. We know that by Akedas Yitzchak, that Yitzchak was mechavim mesiras nefesh. Ultimately, he didn't have to give his life up in mesiras nefesh. Api kabbalah he mamish did, but in api pshat he didn't give up his life in mesiras nefesh. What ended up going up instead? An ayil. But other than an ayil, there was also something went up to Shemayim. Who was the other something that went up to Shemayim along with his ayil? Anybody know?
Yitzchak
the Shema. True. Sorry, Mena.
Sarah.
Kind of. Sarah went up to Shemayim also. So the ayil went up to Shemayim, and Sarah went up to Shemayim. Very good. So now, as you've seen already, you can understand a little bit why Shema Yisrael follows Akedas Yitzchak. Like really, what Akedas Yitzchak was is that you take the ayil and you send it up to the highest places. And Sarah was also sent up to the highest places. And that took place when Yitzchak was mechav and mesiras nefesh. And this repeats itself every single day. That really the secret of the word Yisrael is like we said before, Shin Reish and Aleph Lamed Yud. Aleph Lamed Yud spells Ayil, and Shin Reish represents Sarah. Like it was up to the highest levels, and it comes back down. So this is like a pshat, just a window into Akedas Yitzchak followed by Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
Where does Akedah go?
Huh?
Yeah,
where's the Hey? Where does
Akedah go? Of Sarah?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Really, her name is not really, the Hey of Sarah is not really part of her name. Haraya, because she was Sarai, and it was taken away and she was given the Hey, which means to say that her real essence of her name is Shin Reish, because the Yud and the Hey could be replaced. Right? That's not really her name. Her name is really Shin Reish. So that's why if you take a look on page 2, which is a photostat of the Siddur HaRashash by the Akedah, which we say before, it says, Vayisa Avram es Einav, Vayar Vihine Ayil. Right? Here you have this ayil. Now look to the side of the word ayil in that box. What does that look familiar, that box, that Eki over there?
Yeah.
Right? What does that look like to you? Looks like the Aleph Lamed Yud, which we had before. By Yisrael, right? But here it's the Akedah, and it's talking about the ayil. But notice how the Rashash, that when you say the word ayil in Akedah Sitzchak, you're mechavein these 41 letters of the Shein Ekya, just like you do when you say Yisrael. As if to say that the ayil which you're mechavein in Akedas Yitzchak is going to be exactly what you bring down when you say Shema Yisrael. So the two things are inherently connected. What's interesting is that when Sarah went up to Shemayim, she brought down something good also that came down with her. Like we said before, whatever goes up comes back down, but with more. What came down with Sarah when she went up to Shemayim? Anybody know?
Rivka.
The neshama of Rivka came down. That's why immediately after Akedah, what does Hashem say to Avram Avinu? Oh, you're thinking about a shidduch for your son Yitzchak? Oh, she was born. B'suah yoledes Rivka. All of a sudden Rivka came down. How did Rivka come down? Because Sarah went up. And when Sarah went up, Sarah brought down Rivka. We spoke about this a couple years ago. I don't know if anybody here in this room right now was there for that year, where the neshama of Rivka and Sarah mamish won. But another thing happened. When Yitzhak went up to Shemayim, what did he bring down? The neshama of Yaakov. And that's why the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, it says that Yaakov took, Abraham took, Es Yitzhak bino, Vayivaka atzei ola. Vayivaka is the osios Yaakov. That he went to the Akedah to bring down the neshama of Yaakov. That's why it says, Es Yitzhak bino vayivaka. It spells out, Es Yitzhak bino v'Yaakov. He went, it literally means he went to cut the firewood. But the word vayivaka is the letter is Yaakov. That he went to bring down the neshama of Yaakov. So here, Yitzhak went with the isle, went, Mechav Mesiras Nefesh, up went the isle and Sarah, and down came Yaakov and Rivka. Yaakov and Rivka. And that's why it says at the end of Akidat Yitzhak, what does Hashem say to Avraham Avinu? Eikev asher shamata b'koyli. All this because you listen to my voice. Eikev is a remes to Yaakov, but asher shamata is a remes to Shema Yisrael. As if to say, this will happen every time you say Shema. Eikev asher shamata b'koyli, because you listen to my voice. So you bring down this energy called Yaakov and Rivka. Yaakov and Rivka. We'll just conclude. We'll take questions in a second. So therefore what we see on Akedah, it's on two levels. One, that it's to be able to be ma'ir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shedavin, k'mo shekavash, avinu esrachamav, k'en tichmo shezkasecha, as the Gemara Baruch Hu says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah. But on top of that, it's also, Akedah leads into Shema Yisrael. The two things are inherently connected. We can't be mechavin that mysterious nefesh without coming to the root of the mysterious nefesh. But literally, even in the details of it, as you see from the word Yisrael, that's what Yisrael is hinted to, because Yisrael is Yaakov. You bring down Yisrael as a result of all this. But that means for us that it's Megala, the Nishmas Yisrael. It's Megala, it awakens the Neshama within ourselves, which will allow us to be Mespalel throughout the entire davening the way that we're supposed to. Okay? This is just like a window into Pneumius as to on so many levels as to the things which are taking place in our tefillah. Just to appreciate that is worth everything. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. Mechavim to be Mespalel Karoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu should always be Mespalel from us to be Zechat to be Mechavim Mesir Snefesh. Whether we're supposed to, and without the Bizarre, the Bizarre God said, I can have a minimum.